This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. President Barack Obama and his Republican rival Mitt Romney seem to have switched places in recent days. The president is promising to change Washington from the outside. Romney says he wants to work within the existing system. The contrast was on display yesterday in Wisconsin, where Mr. Obama held one of the biggest rallies of his re-election campaign. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Thousands of people packed an outdoor pavilion last night to hear from Mr. Obama, who said you can't bring about change if you write off half the country. The president was taking issue with Mitt Romney's secretly videotaped comment that 47% of voters are out of reach because they don't pay income taxes and think of themselves as victims.
I don't see a lot of victims here today. I see hard-working Wisconsinites.
The president turned to a theme he raised this past week with Univision TV when he was asked about some of the unfinished business from his first term. He confessed he'd been less successful than he'd hoped to be in overcoming partisan gridlock.
I said, you can't change Washington just from the inside. I've learned that. You've got to enlist and mobilize the American people to help bring about change from the outside.
Romney pounced on that comment, telling a crowd in Sarasota, Florida Thursday that Mr. Obama was waving the white flag of surrender.
I can change Washington. I will change Washington. We'll get the job done from the inside. Republicans and Democrats will come together. He can't do it. His slogan was, yes, we can. His slogan now is, no, I can't. This is time for a new president.
But if Romney thinks changing Washington from the inside is a selling point, Mr. Obama made clear to his audience in Wisconsin last night he has other ideas.
And that made me want to ask, what kind of inside job is he talking about?
The candidate's first face-to-face debate is still 10 days away, but the president's audience was enjoying this long-distance confrontation.
If it's the job of letting oil companies write our energy policy, or our insurance companies writing our health care policies, or our outsourcers writing tax codes, that's not the inside job we want.
Mr. Obama now sees beating Republicans as a necessary precondition for working with them. But rhetorically, at least, he can still invoke his signature brand of post-partisanship, even when it comes to football. Mr. Obama joked he was proud to have a couple of players from the Green Bay Packers in his audience, despite his own allegiance to the Chicago Bears.
We are not Bears fans first or Packers fans first. We are Americans first.
If saluting the Packers was tough to swallow, Mr. Obama had no trouble chowing down on a hot bratwurst from Milwaukee's House of Brats or picking up a to-go order from Usinger's Sausage Shop.
Let's get the kielbasa, okay. And then let's get one Italian sausage and one hot and spicy.
This kind of retail politicking has been going on for months in Ohio, Colorado, and Virginia, but Wisconsin is a newcomer to the battleground list. 4 years ago, Mr. Obama carried the state by 14 points. Since then, Republicans have made big inroads, and polls in the state tightened after Romney tapped Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan as his running mate. Charles Franklin, who oversees political polling at Marquette Law School in Milwaukee, says you can see the intensity of the contest just by turning on the TV.
We're in the crosshairs now. Both campaigns are running a fairly vigorous advertising campaign.
Polls in the last 2 weeks suggest that Mr. Obama has regained a more comfortable lead in Wisconsin, but the president's reelection campaign insists it's taking nothing for granted. It's deploying one of its biggest assets, Michelle Obama, to campaign in Wisconsin this coming week. Scott Horsley, NPR News.